Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Then you've also got a picture of you in the blue-ups.
Looking happy.
Oh, yeah.
Cute.
Okay, I'm gonna...
And then you've got a painting of you, the blue-ups, and your family.
Oh, wait, I realize... The blue-up thing is actually a photograph, isn't it? Okay, of course. I'm gonna look around the house, see if I live alone.
You definitely live alone. You don't have a butler or anything.
I have this enormous house, and I live by myself.
You've got a weapons... you've got a combat training area down in the basement.
Hey.
And lots of cats.
You don't live by yourself.
Yes, you've got your kitties.
They follow you around.
You will become that cat lady.
Okay. Conceivably, do I have any base weapon in the PHB in this house?
Yeah. You know that little rule that I have for 50 gold, and you find it in your house? You basically have that in the equivalent of weapon.
Okay, I might steal a weapon or two from my own house.
No.
Anyone have a weapon they want?
I'm not near you.
Yeah, but I'm like talking with my butler and I'm so lost and confused.
Well, if I'm not going to find anything else, do I have an office in here?
Yeah.
I'm going to search my own office.
Okay.
33.
You, of course, have copies. You've got a list of people that you're keeping an eye on. Business associates, people that you're currently having the Brotherhood members watch.
My paranoia has been taken to extremes here, hasn't it?
No, what would have been funny is like, I searched my room. Okay, you find a trap.
Not just one, you find 20.
That would be...
You find, you know, also a list of social events that you are expected to attend.
Do any of them include Dracus?
No.
Okay. Just figured I'd ask. All right. I'm not drawing a blank on what else I can find.
All right, so you sit in your house kind of going, which house is really big?
And then you cry a single lonely tear.
And then I loot my own house for weaponry.
Yes.
You?
I infiltrate as a servant.
You infiltrate as a servant.
Yeah. I'm gonna look around.
You'll notice, kind of walking around. Nice house, of course, all of the things that would be to your taste. You can see some, you see a child running around at the age of 2. No, I'm sorry. Whoa. Oh, yes, no, that's true. That doesn't look a thing like you.
Huh. There are no longbows in my house.
I grabbed some servant.
Whose child is that? Gold.
Miss Angelica's?
Who's the father?
Her late husband.
Ah.
Mr. Tracy adopted.
Who was the late husband?
Jacquel Kirkwood?
Who's that?
Werewolf.
Oh.
I married a werewolf.
Girl.
I married into my employer. Well, no, former employer. Maybe I was never employed with him. Who does... Well, Mr. Tracy works for... Which family now? The
Silverleaf.
Did he ever work for anyone else?
He occasionally does a favor for the Kirkwood house.
Mm. I'll ask these things while I help clean and
of course.
Dust. And...
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nice. I always wanted this book. I'll put it back now.
Yeah. All right. I take it you're new.
Yes. My name is Bill. Hi.
Greetings.
How long have you been working here?
A few months. The Night Guard crawled their way out of Copper.
Intriguing. Copper Industry people becoming Platinum House.
Yes, well, they're quite the movers and shakers, although many of the Platinum Houses don't necessarily like them.
Oh, and why is that?
Well, rich going to... Or poor going to rich very quickly and fixing the city, you know. Tends to step up these steps.
Any particular Platinum Houses that don't like them?
There's a few.
What about this Drakus?
Drakus? He stays in his own business.
Where is Mr. Tracy?
Mr. Tracy? Last I heard, he was in Copper District, looking around.
I could totally track myself.
I don't know, can you? You have bonuses to hide, don't you? In Urban. You don't leave tracks, do you?
Where's Miss Tracy? I haven't seen her around.
Oh, she's upstairs.
Oh. Is that kid still running around?
Yeah.
I'll go play with the kid for a little bit.
Watch out if he's in a biting stage and it means something to him.
Yeah. I've worked with those.
He wiggles his butt whenever he's happy.
By the way, who are you again?
No one.
Good job.
I will continue to play the child for a little bit. Then I will take him and be like, oh, let's go find your mother.
You'll notice, of course, a woman that you will find stunningly attractive upstairs.
Does she recognize me?
No.
Okay. She doesn't have true sight?
No, it's werewolf.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Your little Jack has gotten away from me. Thank you.
Here you go.
I've heard you say downstairs your name was Bill.
You have really good ears.
Comes naturally.
Funny. The little Jack there has a funny little habit of wiggling his butt. It's quite hilarious.
Well, natural considering his father and his mother.
True. Just doesn't look like his tail has really grown in any.
Well.
So it just looks funny with wiggling a butt.
Can I help you, Bill? Or
no,
you
I just
already came through and cleaned it here.
Yeah, I was coming back, dropping off the child, kind of. It's kind of an awe because it's, you know, like my first day here on the island. Heard some really amazing things about Mr. Tracy, kind of a role model.
Well, the Night Guard have fixed the city, although the city doesn't seem to have thanked them very properly.
That's got to weigh heavily on their conscience. No? You know anything about, because I heard that Mr. Tracy is hunting somebody in Copper District. Do you know anything about it?
Oh, yes. If I remember correctly, they had heard that there was a few remaining Thieves Guild members when he was attempting to locate them.
And they seem to have a very bitter hatred for the Thieves Guild.
Well, the Thieves Guild and some of the people there were, let's just say, not exactly examples of what we want society to be.
And what, blackbagging random people and throwing them down a hole and telling, go ahead, survive. Oh, okay, that's intriguing.
Oh.
Alright, well.
It's a choice that they made.
One of the other houses that I actually interviewed for, and potentially almost one other, is Drakus. So I kind of got some bad mojo from him.
Mr. Drakus. Yes, he's a little touched.
What
he
do
has,
you mean?
He has a mirror that he says shows a different reality if people had made different choices.
Oh, like a dirty, angry world?
Yes, and it's some sort of dungeon filled with undead.
Awesome.
Very disgusting.
We do need to go there now.
Yeah.
Intriguing. I heard he was actually a necromancer, is that right?
Well, yes. I mean, he's... After the smiting, the college needed a few good hands, and his hands were the most neutral they could find.
Mm. Well, I don't want to keep you any longer, so...
No, of course.
This is there anything I can do to help you today?
Hmm?
Is there anything else I can do to help you while I'm here?
Could you change little Jackie? Just made a mess.
Oh, of course. I will change his diaper. Do I need to roll survival?
Fear tech.
Ooh, I have a great idea. I don't actually have a great idea. This will be good. It's be funny anyways.
Well, I'm changing to Dr. Beeps.
While I'm changing his diaper, I'll ask Mom, you know, how does she feel about Dick, and see how much she actually likes him. And
oh, gee. He is such a nice guy. Not exactly a real leader type, but...
Okay, well, after I turn Jack to her, as I'm leaving the door, I'll drop my disguise and then bolt. Be like, thank you!
She doesn't even care.
Fine, I'll put on the disguise as I bolt and like... Put it back on. I'll go find these guys. I'm sure they'll be hard to find.
I have random first level scrolls lying around my house, technically.
Well, considering
I might need this.
Considering this is also somewhere where adventuring is legit, you could easily come home like, servant, throw this in some drawer. I don't want to catalog it right now.
You realize how it works? Is it's the same as in an RPG. This scroll of mage armor, I might need it in the future.
Just in case if someone attacks me, file this right here next to you.
Within touching distance? Okay.
I also have first level potions lying around.
So, you guys go around and have explored your house. Tyler, do you want to do yours or wait till you're done cooking?
I'm almost done.
Alright. Then let's go ahead and pause here for food.
Yay, boy. Alright.
Tyler?
Oh, I was covering the thing with my finger.
It's back on.
Sorry.
Do you wish to go investigate your house?
Why not?
Everyone else did. We're like,
you, of course, have...
Well, I didn't find
beautiful house. Man things. A butler with no shirt but a bow tie enters the door.
Wearing a Speedo?
Are you, Sefiri, or are you disguised?
I'm just Sefiri, why not?
Ah, greetings, ma'am. Just in time for your football challenge.
Excellent.
They take you into the massage parlor. And of course, then give you a massage on your feet, legs, your entire body. They perm you. They touch up your hair. They reapply your makeup.
Thank you.
They top it off with a cure light.
For when I got scratched by the dirty people.
And of course, then lift up your chair and carry you over to your study.
Wow, I'm totally decadent right now. You're gonna get fat.
And of course, then they present you with your favorite snacks.
Of course, all of us gotta be fat.
We are still gotta stay here.
No, we don't. I would go insane.
You should keep these mirrors and come here for vacation sometime.
Yeah, let's totally go.
And then, of course, give you your schedule for the day.
What am I doing?
Lots of political meetings. Hobnobbing.
Wonderful.
This is absurd. 10d6, assuming I get a sneak attack, my full vital strike, and merciful.
I'm gonna look about my house. Do I have a journal?
Mm-hmm.
I'll read my journal.
It was written in code.
Yeah, my annoying self. A linguist is only a... nothing. So, have it.
Huh.
I'm gonna fumble around and see if I have a comprehend language scroll somewhere. Maybe I'll help.
Well, if your house works like mine, you do.
I search my house.
Research check.
This is perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
22.
You don't actually find, but what you do find is a servant who finds it for you.
Yeah.
Where's my code?
Ah, yes, let me go to the scroll library.
I forgot again. Here,
dude, that'd be great. In your journal, just make scribbles. And then when you actually want to read your journal, just have it. You know.
I'll try to read my journal.
It is, of course, heavily politics. Who's in alliance with who? Who's doing what? It looks like basically the Night Guard kind of stepped up and there's been a large public outcry from silver, gold, and platinum that basically the Night Guard kind of came out of nowhere and installed themselves in several key positions, and you're of course trying to figure out how to play that up as a good thing. Some people say you basically the Night Guard were invading.
Obviously,
but of course, you know, then you say that, you know, you've been approached by dozens of Copper District people who thank you because, you know, life is infinitesimally better than it would have been.
You mean infinitely better?
Infinitesimally.
Infinitesimally.
So it was just like barely better.
It's better.
Yes, infinitely better.
Okay.
So, it looks like you guys are playing more to the... The irony is, it looks like these cells are helping the city, and everyone hates them, while in reality, you guys are just killing necromancers to look good, so the city loves you.
Yes, the entire city loves us, and this one, the entire city hates us.
Except Copper.
Because we're actually helping the city.
Mm-hmm. It's all started back at Dead End Alley.
Nah.
The other direction this game could have taken...
If we were all good...
We tried to set it aside with James.
You mean what I was tempted to try to do a while back?
Yes.
But this is also amusing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll go to my next duty and go find the people.
Okay. You guys are, of course, meet up kind of at the fountains.
I'm so
I'm probably dressed
here.
In something cool. Yeah, look what I found. My breastplate's underneath, though.
Look at what I found! I pull out several different weapons.
You are psychotic.
I'm doing things that are really boring.
I think we should get out of here.
I agree.
So yeah, I know how.
So we gotta talk about me.
However, as you guys are talking about leaving, yourselves show up and point at you.
I'm in disguise!
As I said, you guys meet up near the fountain, so... That will give you incentive to beat the ever-loving snot out of yourself.
I'm ready.
Nah.
What?
Efficient quiver. Can I use it to quick draw shit?
Can you use
it's
it to quick Elohana's, draw shit?
It's the quiver of Elohana.
You want to quick draw, yes. Draw shit?
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you can hear from back here, kind of a raspy voice that sounds a lot like he used to.
There they are.
And you hear yourself say, yep, you were right. And suddenly you pass 5 gold back. Initiatives, please.
Wait, I pass 5 gold back?
Yeah, and then you bet him that we weren't here.
Oh.
Or that we were existent. Weren't existent, rather.
We're like, nah, we can't have... Andre, do you want me to roll my points? Initiative as well?
No, I will be rolling that.
Are we in an urban environment?
Not up here, actually.
Okay. Are we underground?
No.
No.
He's only going to 10.
All right, so let's see. Jessica's EJ, then we have EA, ES, ET, EAM, and then ERK.
I get the feeling E is evil,
I just need some way to denote.
Evil! Do they all have goatees?
No.
Yes, including Jessica.
Or did we sprout goatees?
All right, Jessica, what'd you get?
Oh, crap. Again, we are evil!
Alec?
13.
Steven?
Got 10.
Tyler?
I haven't rolled yet. I got 7.
Amanda?
25.
What the
fuck is going
on? Ryan?
20.
Apparently, all right, Jessica, what's your bonus?
8.
20. Alec, what's your bonus?
3.
21. Steven, what's your bonus?
6.
20.
They obviously knew we were here.
Yeah.
Tyler, what's your bonus?
6.
Wow, the lowest they have is 20.
6. 17.
Oh. Ryan?
8.
Okay.
Well, it went the opposite direction. Mm-hmm.
All right, Amanda, you're first on the long list. None.
All right, I'm going to go for Ricardo. Wait, he's probably not a human in this world.
I didn't sound very human.
Hold.
May I ask which model is who, just for clarification?
This is a well-cut and clean and clean-looking Tracy.
With all of his fingers?
With all of his fingers, actually.
That's weird.
And of course you have Rooney, who's a big, well-muscled Anubian bronze dragon. Then of course we have Tana, the dainty elf who's still... who has a nervous eye twitch. Then we have Jessica, who is hiding behind her three wall of meat. Then we have a heavily cloaked and raspy-voiced man. Guess who that one is. And then a... finely dressed young woman in the back who fits Saphir's,
I'm gonna go after Ricardo. Because if he's human or undead, I still get +4 damage.
There you go.
I'll take myself.
Alright, so you hold.
Yeah, I did hold.
21.
No, let's team up. Let's work on this. We gotta make sure we don't get flanked on.
Yeah. Wait, what? Is that a problem?
Yeah. Yeah, is that a problem?
Now, do you have any use magic device?
What?
Do you have any use magic device? That's what I thought.
Haste.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
Ryan!
Okay, a job. Kill the cleric and the bard.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Or rogue, whatever the hell she is.
You know, I do have some reservations about healing, or killing ourselves.
Okay, knock unconscious.
Okay.
Cleric first.
Target prioritization!
15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. What's your movement?
45,
50. 40.
Or
60.
He does not yet have the... Do you have the acrobatic charge?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You took a lot more levels in Thief Acrobatic than I thought you would.
Took 3.
Oh, okay. And you can also tumble with no movement penalties.
Through that wall, though.
Is there soda?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the phrase, there's Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, and...
All right, Tyler, what is your attack? What's your attack bonus, please?
What? What?
What's your best weapon?
What weapons?
Oh, yeah, you're a thrower, aren't you?
I also don't have any weapons. I was working on that. I know one's going to, since it's expensive, +1 merciful throwing.
Plus one merciful returning, you mean?
Yeah, that one.
I was going to do another one.
Lots of +1 silver or cold iron ones.
Alright, well, she will go ahead and stab you with the merciful one.
Alrighty.
You can turn off the merciful property.
What is your AC? Oh. I assume you have uncanny dodge.
If you want to throw, Andre, I am getting a bunch of alchemy.
It's fine.
I'm not.
Don't.
What's your bonus, please?
Say anything.
What's your bonus?
My bonus, 9 plus 6.
Oh, yeah.
Plus point. Oh, yeah, 9 plus 6 plus.
Alright, and your damage is a d4 and then 1d6 of dual.
Yeah.
Isn't the whole thing subdual?
And then 5d6 sneak attack.
Well,
he can't.
Who are you attacking you?
Yeah.
Yeah, then no.
Yeah.
Well, what's your rogue level?
7.
Can't.
Are you 11 rogue?
I'm 10 rogue.
I'm equivalent level 13 rogue.
Because barbarian stacks.
Barbarian, they both get uncanny dodge.
I don't think he Jack registers that.
10 plus what?
One for enchantment.
Okay, so you take 11.
You can be subdued now.
Yep.
Ooh, this is gonna get messy.
Did she do whirlwind?
That'd no, she has great cleave.
Because that would be funny if she did whirlwind. You have great
Tana.
Cleave?
No.
Oh, that's
I focus on that one swing.
If she
that was her move, she'll take her full round attack on you.
With the sneak attack.
With the sneak attack.
Wait, no, I'm a fifth level rogue. I do not get my...
Does he have improved uncanny dodge, though?
Do you have improved uncanny dodge?
Because that's a flank.
I don't think so.
Okay, sucks
well,
to be you.
Open up the book.
I do.
So do I.
What are your bonuses, please?
Is she raging?
Tyler, yes.
Is she using her greatsword?
Yes.
Plus 19, plus 12, plus 9.
I think I get it next level or something.
Hit. Plus 12, so a net of plus 3, so plus
15. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, she'll burn one of her bennies.
I will grant her.
She will burn one of her bennies.
8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she will accept a miss.
Yeah.
And then her final swing.
Oh, no.
She's going to burn her last benny.
Last benny. Okay. So she got one hit on you.
Hey, there's 3 bennies okay. gone.
Yep. She's out of bennies.
She use it. No, she's not using. It's 2d6 plus 10.
2d6 plus
10. And then
sneak attack. Oh, plus 3d6 sneak attack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I should have gone with Vital Strike. That's what I get for being used to your guys' old stats and running this adventure.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Tana, you are not on your game today.
Welcome to
Yay!
My world.
Alright, so that's...
Crit on...
Wait.
Well, let's see if we crit on you as much as...
10, 12... Plus 10
is 22.
Plus 9.
Why plus 9?
Plus 6. You're right.
For
power
what?
Attack.
You didn't did you subtract that from your
yes,
strength?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay then. So that's plus an additional 6.
So it's plus 16 to this, so it's a net of 28.
I'd be plus 9 if I had one more base attack.
All right, that was 21. We then go to the 20s. Jessica, Steven, Ryan, who has the highest initiative bonus?
8.
6.
That's not me.
She has
I have an 8.
I got a 7.
Evil you. All right. I need to roll off with you, good sir. Roll d6. It doesn't matter which dice we roll.
I guess.
3. Okay, you get to go first.
Sweet.
We knew the last bits. The rogue skills is bleeding through into this area. Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's technically true.
We could try and negotiate with them.
Huh?
Are they not surprised
they're trying
look
to
like
kill
them?
Us.
Would you believe someone who looked like you?
Yeah.
No, but I've had this guy disguising myself as him.
Haste.
Okay.
Steven, I think technically you count as intimate with your staff.
Yep.
You haste, your caster level
that'll
1.
That'll counteract your guys'
Alright, that will affect all of your guys?
Yep. And now I'll take my full attack on Tyler.
Okay, go for it.
I'm sorry, on Evil Sephiria.
Easy.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I had... So I have... First one, second one, and then I have... Haste...
That'll be it.
And then offhand.
Okay.
And then I have improved 2 weapon fighting, so I get a second offhand.
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
Andre, I don't know if the fight will last this long, but keep in mind you have 20 rounds.
Keep in mind what's what.
Yeah. I guess these two are at my highest.
Just roll them individually.
Yes.
That's what I do. Keep it.
Parafail.
Let's see. This one's going to be...
First offhand?
Yeah. So that's 8. Oh, wait, first offhand is going to be 11. Possible crit.
Okay.
Well, at least this fight is interesting. Either. And this is definitely one way to challenge us.
No.
Yeah, I don't think a 15 hits Tyler.
So just a hit.
Offhand.
Or is this your idea of having us fight amongst ourselves?
And maybe it'll inspire us to actually have teamwork for once.
Does a 19 hit you, Tyler?
No.
So.
And. Remember flanks, keep people up.
Yep.
What did I roll on that? 11? There's 11.
11 and then a 17.
Okay, and that's 23. Will that hit you, Tyler? I'm sorry, 24.
No.
That was hasted.
No hits.
How is it hasted?
One hit, thank you.
Alright.
Honestly, actually, he's probably not a bard. He's not a bard anymore.
I'm gonna go ahead and
no, it's him. That's why we need to go after the caster.
Yeah. That's better. That's a possible crit. Yeah, okay. So two hits, anyway.
You look so excited.
By the way, you don't get your hasted action. Your hasted action was casting haste.
Oh, quite so. Well, regardless, I...
Hit once.
Twice.
Two times.
He spent a Benny.
I spent a Benny.
Okay.
Okay. Roll your damage.
You can't use your hasted action, you just cast haste.
Quite so, yes. Sorry.
I use my hasted action.
I'm new to hasting.
Well, get used to it.
Yes, well, I will now.
Why? Because we need it.
I need that second
six
vital strike.
And five. plus nine.
So how much is
unfortunately,
that?
Unfortunately, I'll have to cut 11, 20. Out of that. Because you only get one.
Tyler has taken 20. Tyler is offended.
Oh!
You hit me.
So if I just turn around and slap her?
Incoming, yeah,
Dick. You get one attack of opportunity as he comes in.
Dick roll. Dick roll.
That's what I'm about to do. I'm gonna dick roll.
Never gonna give you one.
Keep hanging
me. I can't do that.
All right, roll your damage.
Just be glad you hit.
Yeah, I guess, but 10.
What'd you do?
Wit, you need to help me.
What? This is about as epic as I can think of. You're having a fight with your inner demon. So to speak.
He's over there.
Yeah. Well, I guess he could be your inner demon. Steven, what's your... You're going to have five attacks.
He so can help you, Mike. You should have cast
my hasted action get up there?
Yeah.
Who is he hitting?
Okay.
Who's
that means...
Oh. He has
on
a
my
blank
primary weapon, I have 17, 12, 7.
Okay, hold on. 17. So that's a 30. What's your AC, just for simplicity?
24.
Actually, 12.
Yeah. Same as it was.
24? Not quite.
And 7. Keep in mind it's keen.
Okay. So, two hits.
Now, right, the offhand, 16, 11.
Flank. 16 and 11.
Did any of those hit?
Yes.
That means you also get a rend.
Okay, so...
So how many hits
rend
do you get?
You have rend?
Two-weapon rend.
Wow!
If you, it's keen, so is it... What crit range?
17, 20 for the longsword.
Oh.
The mace isn't key.
No critic.
Alright, so how many hits did you get total?
4.
So that is 48 plus 2d6 plus a d10.
Hold on, 48.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
I didn't choose the placement.
18. Oh, Billy.
And you're human.
Yeah.
28 plus...
He's probably going to put me down.
16.
44.
Whatever you roll plus 44.
All right, so... And a d10, so...
Wait,
what else?
Do you have?
On
all that
four
plus 44.
On the upside?
Yeah, you're dead, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm probably
he's
dead.
He's probably
dead
subduing you.
No, that's true.
50.
Actually, he sounds evil.
Actually, he may do enough damage that he
70.
Can
70. 83... 86.
Sorry, Ryan, this is what I specialize
86
in.
Plus 38?
Yes.
Is?
Like 134?
No, 86 plus 38?
It's like 108.
Oh, 86, so 94. 124 points of damage.
You're down.
Yes, I know I'm down.
But are you dead?
No, he's not.
Yes, I am dead. That actually takes me down past my con.
This is subdual.
That's it. Enough damage to put me down past my con.
Is that enough damage to, I think the rule is like triple your con.
It's not quite triple, Michael.
Then you're not dead.
Double
yet
your hit points.
Oh, double your total hit points. To kill somebody by subdual is you have to double their total hit points.
Bonk, 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 bonk.
I remember one time Andre was telling us that it was if you were taken down past your con in one hit in one round, you're dead.
No, that never happened.
Someone died because we did too much damage.
Just because I crit three times in one round on him.
No, you're a movement 40.
And he was like a small dude.
What spells do you have?
Oh, it's because you were holding back.
Thank you.
And crit on him three times. You didn't have a merciful weapon.
And we forced you to kill him anyway. Out of comedy.
Now I can do that and not kill them.
Yeah, it's magic.
Because there's a Cure Light wand stuck in my greatsword.
Bless! Or, sorry.
Isn't that what you need, actually?
Yes, the Mercifulest Cure Light.
Ooh, that's a cool weapon.
No, actually, sorry. And she moves right back where she was.
Jerk!
Prayer!
Oh, I guess I have a held action, don't I?
Yes.
Go get yourself!
Yeah, no.
Aww.
Attack opportunity.
Tana will take her attack opportunity.
No, that's a free five.
It's just a free five.
Okay.
I just smacked her along the way.
Okay, so you're swinging at C?
No! Get a flank!
No, she's got a flank with me on Tana.
Oh. No, she has to attack Tana for you to get a flank on Tana.
I'm not attacking Tana.
I'm immune to my own sneak attack.
You need to attack her.
Why?
I'm attacking her!
You're immune to sneak attacks.
Yes, way. I'm not a level 17 rogue.
Okay.
And if I was, she'd be a level 17 rogue.
Okay. All right, crit on C.
Hey, we are critting on you. Well, I guess you're not you.
Fail roll!
Remember with Raging and did she charge?
That does not hit.
She's not attacking Tana.
Aw, oh, dang it. Sorry, my bad. I don't know why I remembered. Wow, I suck.
You should have
okay. What is the crit?
You do double damage and one con bleed as you rip open her guts.
Ooh. Wait, one con bleed?
Bleed.
Ugh. Oh, until, Billy.
There's a fortitude to stop it, I think.
Until healed.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's worse than normal. Keep in mind, 16. Since she's raging, she has 3 DR. Tana does.
16.
That's it?
Oh, times 2.
You rolled twice.
Roll again.
Okay, so 33 total.
16 plus 17.
Yeah, 33.
Alright, so he's up to 53. I assume you can take that, Tyler?
Huh?
53?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about one con?
And the con drops you 13 more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
66. Okay, thank you.
Well, never gonna get
you. Oh, whoops.
You now go on the very bottom of 20.
Andre, are you taking the con bleed actually down, or are you just adding it to the hit points?
Just adding it to the hit points.
Alright, let's see. That was 20, 20, 20.
You're beautiful.
And we have 19 and 19. You need to roll off with me.
What are you rolling?
D6.
It's horrible.
Wait, who's this versus?
Evil Ryan!
Versus Evil Jessica.
Oh, you will definitely go first.
Good. No, evil. Evil, if it's opposite.
Quick!
You're evil.
Yeah. I should be lawful evil.
I'm lawful neutral.
Okay, well.
I'm awesome, good.
Yeah.
Since we are hasted, I will.
Oh, hasted. Shoot!
I will pray right now and make my concentration. What is concentration?
It is spellcraft.
It's spellcraft.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I put ranks in it.
Yeah.
It's 18.
18.
Is it 10 plus 15 plus spell level, isn't it? Kind of expensive.
I think. I'm not sure if they increased it though.
Well, it's plus. Do I get an additional plus 4 because it's defensive?
You have combat casting.
Yes.
Oh, then yes.
Yeah.
24 will be more than enough. I know that.
22.
Whatever. Still enough.
Close enough.
Okay.
We get prayer. Hooray!
And then I hold my other action.
Okay.
Full round action.
A movement and then a standard.
Should I go after the mage, or should I try and take myself down?
Because I don't want the healer to come heal Miss Bloody.
We'll see what they do.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Might be good to tumble onto the other side of C and cut her.
And then tumble back after that?
Mm-hmm. Stay up there. You can take the hits.
Yeah, the problem is, evil me can take the hits, too.
That's the thing, though. She's calm. She has to get healed. So the cleric is going to have to draw the cleric out. Then we can gangbang.
It's either she withdraws to the cleric or the cleric comes to
What spells do you have?
What was that now?
I knew I should have taken that one rage beam. While I'm raging, if someone withdraws, I get to move double my movement to them. It's no escape.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I should have gotten that feed.
I need his spells.
She can tumble away.
True.
Hold this. Hold this. Yeah. For a second. Annoying. 1 second. Thank you.
The thing is, I'm just as annoying in different ways.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm annoying. You're dangerous.
I'm gonna keep moving it.
You can be. You can be just as dangerous as I can. Move it.
I wouldn't have needed to.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's hilarious.
What?
It was loud.
Sorry.
I don't. I only have haste on the third level ones.
Oh, you only have haste?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you wanted to memorize a different one.
He didn't memorize.
I don't memorize.
Oh,
or I have haste.
That's it. Did you take swift invisibility?
No, I took invisibility.
On the upside, I'm never flat-footed to him.
Okay.
I am! Too bad! Sucks to be you, doesn't it?
That was our 19.
I can get a portal power 1.
You then drop down to the 17.
I can also technically get a portal power 2, I think.
Plus it's
her,
plus
you can
one to
sneak
hit
attack.
And damage.
Prayer, yeah. Yes.
Amanda, what is your AC?
It's just plus one to hit.
Okay.
But I did not bless.
I'm just writing them down on the bottom so I remember.
Okay.
My AC is a 25.
And what is your bonus to hit?
Or what you could do is I can tumble into
plus 20
attack,
plus 15
you can
plus
the
10.
Side,
okay,
flank.
So let's see. That's plus.
You go before me or
20.
I go before you.
So it's plus 22 because you jumped.
That's too hard for me to tumble to behind.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
is your sword keen?
No.
Get,
no. I did not take keen.
Then
God.
You can tumble onto the other side of me and get an attack of opportunity on me. You wait for the sneak attack and all that.
Yeah.
Sorry. My vital strength. Roll these.
Yes. All right, and what is your damage, please?
2d6 plus
10.
Alright,
so.
Is he large?
No, he did not large. He often forgets about going large. Social commentary.
If you go large size with great cleaving, you hit every one of those bad guys.
46 on yourself. As you charge you.
Okay.
Ah!
46.
You see him sign. Okay. My vest! Alec.
I thought. Wait, Steven went before me.
Steven's got a 10.
Oh, Alec. What is Alec?
13.
A 13.
Oh, I thought. Sorry, I was looking down at Tyler. My apologies.
I will hold.
Alec will hold.
Do you want to go after
Steven.
Me or who?
Let's go after you.
Alright, I'm in a free 5, so I'm against myself. Feminine smile at him as a free action.
Hey, good looking.
Hey, I like you.
Yeah, too bad you're a thief.
I'm a ranger.
Thief isn't a class anymore. Thief is more of a mentality now, actually.
What do you do, then? Oh, by the way, I'm going to hit you while we're talking. Is that okay?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. I'm a individual tracker specialist.
Haste and prayer, that's 2, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh! You know if you hit yourself, at least. By the way, does Tana have the shield spinning around her?
Yes, she does.
12, 11 is 23 plus 2 as I hit! What was the total I told you against Ryan?
44.
44? Because I did the exact same thing back to him.
Okay.
You do just as much rolling.
10, 20, 32, 33, plus
44. 77. And I have my haste action still. Take that swing.
How many hit points do you have?
121.
Tyler, how many do you have?
95.
Oh, so next turn he loses another.
He doesn't lose anything.
He's got one more round of. You have a good reflex save, don't you? If they're entangled, what are the rules on entanglement?
Minus 2 to strength, minus 2 to dex, minus 2 to hit.
What about moving?
Minus 2 to AC, half movement.
Even if they make the reflex?
If they make the reflex, they're not entangled.
It's just half movement.
But if they're not, if they make the reflex, are they still half movement?
No.
Okay.
I thought they were. I thought it was half movement. And
there's something to do immobilization, and then entanglement is the half.
Entanglement is worthless against this group.
Amen, Stephen! Amen!
That means. 11 more!
Owie! Nice hit.
Yeah.
I've never been hit by a better looking man.
Okay. I agree. My held action goes off.
Okay.
I will tumble right here.
Give it a tumble.
Acrobatics, you mean? What's the DC? 15?
Well, let's see.
17, I believe.
What's your movement? 20?
40.
Okay, so 5, 15, 20. It will be a double move unless you want to go through enemies.
5, 10, 15, 20.
That's true. I will allow that.
So that's DC 17 moving by them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fine. All right, take your forward attack on him, or your vital strike.
Hi.
Hey.
This is going to hurt. I apologize now.
It's cool. You guys are thieves. It'll happen eventually.
By the way, your wife's nice.
Thanks.
I went and talked to her for a little bit under disguise so she wouldn't be creeped out, you know?
One more. I scream in his face.
This is gonna hurt, by the way. Sucks to be you.
Okay, plus 19. Do you have no, you don't have uncanny dodge. So plus 23 to hit.
Don't get a 1. Literally. My AC is 24.
Do I have the lowest AC?
I hit.
That's gonna be sad.
Okay.
You're clear.
I get my sneak attack.
Yay.
And lots of other damage.
What's your AC?
22.
Ah. 24.
I need the lowest AC.
All this.
AC went down?
Plus 10.
Mine went down 1.
Because I'm not power attacking.
It's no
light. Gone to like plus 5.
Because I would have missed.
Yes.
Oh, when you get your shield item,
that'll suck.
It went from my miscellaneous plus 5 to plus 1.
14.
Because I'm no longer
19.
Sacred Fist.
20.
Oh, I thought you had a plus 5 because of
19.
Oh, you're probably wearing armor now, aren't you?
I've been wearing armor.
37.
So you're just a
47 points of damage.
I'm still a monkfart.
47! Ow!
Boom!
Bitch, that hurt!
Wait, he's still up?
Yeah!
145?
Yeah, bears and dirt before we got here. Ow!
Wait, is that adds 4 cons, so that adds 26 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
126 plus 26 would put up to 147.
And he is at 145.
Wow!
Prayer add point damage?
Yes, it adds 1 point of damage.
Okay.
I didn't have that but that's okay. I forgot this previously.
Alright,
Jessica, punch him once!
No.
Alright, Tyler!
He gets a ton of attacks and I'm going down.
I'm focused on the cleric!
Cleric is inaccessible at the
moment. There's some water, right?
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and tumble. Well, who's over there? Jessica's alternate self?
Jessica is all the way back here.
Okay. We'll just tumble
and I'm somewhere
around on the other side of Rooney. Did you attack yourself?
No.
Okay. No,
I'm not.
I should have used mighty. I should have used powerful blow.
You gotta tumble to the other side of you. Well, you can't sneak attack yourself.
No.
I have a feeling I'm gonna get sneak attacked from
Jessica,
behind.
Jessica, just punch him once, then he can charge your ultimate.
Can anyone get sneak attacked here?
Me?
No.
I can.
Invisible guy.
Bam. Those two. Bam. So you cannot be sneak attacked? Oh, uncanny dodge is a monk.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Let's go. Uncanny dodge?
I don't have uncanny dodge.
Oh, okay.
I have evasion.
Okay.
Jessica, you need to do 1 point of damage to my guy before he gets to go again.
We'll see what my cleric does.
Okay.
Could you pass me the chips?
Wait, who goes before I do? Nobody does. He goes next. It means we're going to get pain.
Amanda.
22.
Okay.
What'd you do?
24.
Who's this?
Hitting or tumbling?
Hitting.
That's the evil Tana.
That's evil Tana.
24 on you, Will.
What's your AC?
25.
So miss?
Right. Oh, if I remember,
are you mean to crit
Jessica,
Amanda?
I would
no.
Be down.
Is this piercing?
Hmm?
If I remember,
you chip her bone.
Damage.
Double damage and 1 dex damage.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah.
What's your dex?
Go ahead.
My dex?
Mm-hmm.
14.
Your AC falls by 1.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that other one would have hit if you hit second.
Did you do your hasted attack?
She used it to move.
Tumble. 6. Vital strike is my standard action. I have
6.
Attack.
Use your.
Oh, damn! I can't take that.
Attack.
How many hit points
action?
Do you have?
138.
Elsewhere, because I forgot about it.
Alright. Top of the round.
Dang it.
Amanda.
I would be down twice over if we hadn't forgotten something, because Alec didn't take his hasted action.
I forgot. Not going to let myself have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't take one either. I
Give everybody.
I did, Ryan. I love you.
I died doing it, so.
Sorry.
It's not your fault.
Well, 23 does not hit me. Oh, I give everybody plus 22 hit points. 22 this time. Plus 15, that will hit.
You're hitting yourself?
Oh, wait, Ryan can't see you. See her.
See who?
Rooney.
How much does that
to get the 22 temporary hit points.
Oh, that's exactly God, what I need for my first one.
Okay.
Did you take the vitality feat or whatever? Oh, you're probably not. You're
I
rogue
did all
level
three
under.
Times.
Never mind.
Nice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a rogue talent.
Oh.
I'm going to be a pain.
I actually don't know what all I took as rogue talents, so.
You might want to figure that out.
13 plus 16 is what?
I know two of them.
29?
Because my guy's not going to attack me six times and I'm going to be.
Plus serious. Another 16.
So 55. Up to 61.
No,
all right.
Yes, but I'm 20. Oh, I'm not doing more damage either.
Crit. Forgot my hasted action.
You. Ha! You slash your own throat. Normal damage and 2d6 bleed, and you can't talk.
Okay.
19.
Plus
2d6
bleed.
19.
Plus
8.
Bleed.
88. Okay.
I had one more con bleed on Tyler.
It's not Tyler's turn.
I thought it happened on Amanda's turn since she was the one who did it.
Yep.
Okay. Tyler bleeds one con.
Not wait. Change anything.
Wait, Tyler hasn't gone yet.
Yeah.
That wasn't Amanda that did that.
No, it was me. I gave Superior con bleed.
Mm-hmm. Amanda. She was the one who did it.
Went first.
Huh. Amanda held action.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then that damage hasn't happened to me yet. And you held till what? She got
20.
Up.
She was at 20 down, down, down.
You put 20 down, down on Ryan, not me.
Okay, so you were also 20 down, down. Because he also.
No, you put down, down when you said, oh,
Ryan's
20
down,
down,
so it doesn't
down.
Matter.
So
yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It runs down, down.
All right, 6. Okay, thank you.
But next time he'll take that.
He's changed.
Rawr!
So do I have to... Will that
he will hold.
Happen?
And now they'll both go. What?
Does that damage ever happen?
It depends if you go down first. If
considering Sephiri now is getting sneak attack on you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, you are going to wail the hell out of yourself.
Oh.
You crit on yourself. Very apropos.
No.
Crit on yourself. And you hit yourself.
I don't think I'm going to survive this.
Alright, so apparently he knows that you can go large and begin flying, so he rips your wing preemptively. Double damage, and he has broad swipe. Normal damage and 1d8 bleed. Alright, so here's...
It's 3d6.
Here's
swing.
The crit.
Oh, I'm so angry at myself for getting
you hit all three times.
I know.
Bonus.
So do you!
I know!
Since you've got one hit point.
Yep, because that would put him down.
Here's the normal hit, and then another normal hit.
Four?
And then...
You only rolled three times.
Yeah, no. Crit, double damage.
Jessica, as soon as you get in range, I'm switching.
Alright, so plus
so
20, 40,
so far,
or 30, 40.
It's not worth it.
Then plus 12, so 52, power attacking.
Yeah.
58, 64.
So is that each damage? Oh.
64 total.
Plus 64.
Wow. Hey,
wow, you just fucked yourself up.
You're showing me the potential I have.
The potential you have. All right.
Yes, if you crit two times.
Let's
wow.
see. That's 90, 100,
mm-hmm. Wait,
110.
Oh, you knocked me out with that plus 100 because I had 22 temporarily hit points. Oh, is he not doing subdual?
Did you subdue anyone?
No.
All right, let's see how negative you are.
You
okay.
You eight bleeds,
so how much
so
did you say total?
116.
116 plus 65.
You only have 65 hit points?
No.
That's how much he's
taken.
I think you're dead.
Ah,
you are dead.
You're also bleeding eight points.
She's dead. She's dead, dead.
But I'm saying even if she wasn't, she would be soon.
Zephyr, you're free five there. Their combo's not really going to work.
Can you use magic device to stabilize the prisoner?
No, she could just turn around and start hacking the cleric.
It's not like I'm hard to hit.
She just won't do any much damage to you because...
She can't move because I already free-fired her.
Man, I'm awesome!
I just kicked my own ass! Yeah!
So you walk up to the pearly gates. Why should you get in heaven? I just kicked my own ass! Come on in.
Alright, Sephiria...
Exactly.
That's useless.
Throw a dagger at someone.
Huh? Your what?
Throw her returning dagger.
But she's in melee.
Stab that person.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure out how she can get her sneak attack.
She can't.
Yeah.
Hey, at least I have enough money my wife can resurrect me.
She can spend a standard action to try fainting.
That's... She's going to attempt to faint on you. It's going to wind up being useless.
But we're down one gear.
That's not me.
Two characters.
Well, you're not dead.
Oh.
You're not melee with her.
Go ahead and give me a base attack plus sense motive.
You can be revived.
Which is perception.
No, it's sense motive.
That's right.
So base attack and sense motive?
Yeah.
31.
What is your bonus, Tyler? To bluff.
Yes.
Okay. 17.
She faints you.
I'm sure you're...
Going.
I'm sure you're...
Wait.
As a scale.
I remember.
Okay.
Step.
It's part of my art project.
Ow.
And you said it won't work.
Yeah.
This is probably molt occasionally.
Oh, yeah. I do shed.
That was Mr. Flatfooted.
Huh? Who?
Mr. Flatfooted.
I rolled a 2.
What'd you get?
What's your bonus to hit?
16.
So 18 flatfooted?
No, hits.
18.
Oh, damn!
Plus 18 is what it is.
Okay. So you have a 3-4.
It's like, how can I miss you flatfooted?
Natural 1.
By the way, guys, you only have 5 more rounds of plus 22 hit points.
Meh.
So you have a d4.
Unless...
And this is like...
Tyler? What do you have?
Damage.
D4 plus 1, then d6, then 5d6.
Most people have gone one time.
Actually, no. He didn't take that damage. Yeah. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. As I said, most people have gone one time. So you guys have 5 rounds of that left. 5 rounds
23.
Of 5 rounds of... Haste.
4 rounds or you level 6 now?
You know, I noticed anytime we play level 6. Other adventuring parties... We get our asses handed to us.
This is an adventure part. This is you.
Yeah, I know.
If we would remember our bonuses, we'd be even right now.
All right.
Maybe.
Or if we attack right targets to get sneak attacks and flanks like they've been doing.
Well, that's what Don and I have been doing.
Well, if we had won on initiative, this would be a lot different.
Myself?
Honestly.
Richard, I have 1 hit point left.
They won on initiative. That's why we're all down. Or going down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they won
We are
initiative.
Getting to the point where it's initiative is the combat decider.
No, you mean when we're fighting the exact same characters?
Yes.
And she was a combat insider? No crap.
I'm trying to interrupt.
When you're exactly
so I was holding
her. That's what I was saying.
Give me a close initiative with yourself.
Thus we were losing.
You go first.
We're lucky we have ace.
You have plenty of banks.
We're going to lose this fight. It's fine. Go ahead.
All right.
Well, can I burn a Benny on that?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Here, I'm burning a Benny on that.
I got an 11. That's the number you're looking to beat.
Here you go. I'd like to not lose this combat.
There you go. You go first. You will interrupt her. Mid-air, they kick each other, flying back.
I succeed on my tumble.
Okay. Now, what do you want to do to yourself?
Grapple.
That was my highest AC! No!
And suddenly you see Kehiane begin rubbing against herself. We all go, hold on.
No, remember, it is a law of the universe. Whenever you meet an exact double of yourself, you will invariably have sex with it.
I look at you.
Yeah, I tapped that.
I also got my wife up here.
Wait, let me go get mine.
I might not tap myself because I'm psychotic.
Alright.
Yeah.
Old person? Imprisonment?
Sorry, I did not memorize those today. I actually don't have very good... offensive spells.
Banish?
Oh! I just feel dirty.
I did not memorize this special either.
That'd be so funny. You dismiss yourself.
Where am I?
Huh. I'm awful good. And in hell.
Yeah, it sucks to be here.
You know what's weird? These guys, in most people's eyes, are probably the good guys. But in all our eyes,
we are the good guys, so are they. They just attacked us first.
We're defending ourselves at this point.
Well, except for Ryan. Ryan's evil.
Yeah. I suppose it's just...
It's like most adventuring parties. The rogue is the evil one. Everyone else is...
Okay, so that's plus 4.
Actually, the rogue's usually chaotic good.
Depends.
With Dawn around, it always
no,
was.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. It does not depend.
Is it plus 13?
14.
14? That's a 23.
Okay. Sorry, my math was killing. Okay.
Punch him in the face.
The defender does not win in D&D. He does meet him as a mastermind, though. Which is annoying how often I roll their AC.
So we
Five.
Put ourselves over first by not attacking first.
We couldn't attack first.
Well, I'm just saying defender never wins.
Okay. You run up and go... I'm going to go prevent people from dying. I'll be right back.
No, it's what I want to stop you from doing.
Well, I'm trying to save people's lives.
Okay, as long as you promise to get Rooney, too. All
right, cool. I'll stabilize her.
Actually, it's really easy for her. Channel!
Okay.
All right. You? All right, so you can select how many people to exclude?
No. Yeah, exclude, not include.
It's your wisdom bonus. So what's your wisdom bonus?
3.
Excluding you, you, and you. So that means you.
She excludes her own Tana?
She hasn't taken damage. What's the point of letting
her? No, actually, you're right. Thank you. I was clicking on the wrong person. Boom, boom, boom. These three are not going to get it. So, Rooney, Tyler.
Is she going to get to me?
And you.
Why are you and me?
Because you can only exclude 3 people.
You look at us on the ground.
No,
she is.
She's excluding, not including.
She
basically selective chance, like you say, I don't want to do this to these people.
That's especially good for negative energy people.
I'm not gonna come party.
Boom. Sorry guys. Boom. Sorry guys.
17. So you're probably not dead.
But I'm still down.
You are still down. You are no longer hurt.
She got to me within 1 round, so...
She excluded these 3, correct?
Yes, no. Those 3.
Okay, well...
She included her own dick.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she included her own dick.
Oh.
She included the bad dick, the bad Tana, and Ricardo on the ground. She didn't want Ricardo getting back up, because he was actually fairly close. Because she's like, I'm badass! And you're like, oh! All right.
Now, if we all tumble over, we can all gang-rape the cleric.
Assuming you can get there.
I can tumble
over. Does that mean my bleed stops?
No, assuming you can act.
Yes.
Oh, I will.
Gamers Haven Podcast is proud to present Pathfinder, the Revenge of Westwind Falls. 50 years ago, the dwarven keep of Westwind Falls was attacked. A small group of dwarves were the only known survivors. Now that they're all grown up, it's time for them to find out who destroyed their ancestral home and get revenge for Westwind Falls. Available for download only at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270.
On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.